Hey, Spider, welcome to the podcast.
Can't upset me today, Flan. Doesn't matter what you do.
Tell me why. I'm going to try to upset you.
You could give
me a great long streak of misery there.
You could give me a dog poo sandwich and I'd still eat it and smile.
That doesn't upset him, no.
What kind of dog?
Yeah. Oh, no, I remember doing it. Have you ever done that?
What? Had a dog poo sandwich?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I had a mate. I had a mate called Tadies. Remember this?
Actually, we can talk about this stuff. Yeah. This is podcast stuff. Yes, continue. No.
And he always used a ticket to a game of footy on a radio station competition.
No, Tadies.
Oh, those good old days.
He used to scab food off us. All the time.
I think I can fill in the rest of this story.
Yeah. So all the time he used to, can I have this, can I have that, can you buy me this, can you buy me that? So myself and Bruno, we thought, you know what we'll do? We're down the back of the oval.
Bruno sounds dodgy, doesn't he?
Vegemite roll from the canteen and we just peeled back, the roll and we put a bit of dog do that we found on the ground under the roll. Then we turned it around the other way and ate the bit that didn't have any dog poo in it. Just took a quick bite and then gone, oh no, hang on. We got a meeting with Miss Rule. Hey, Tatey's joined the Vegemite roll. We're going to go. And he's gone, oh yeah. No word of a lie.
Oh, wow.
We did ask him and he refused. He said, nah, I knew you're up to something. We walked all the way down the back of the oval where he has his little smoke. And there it is, chewed up and spat out.
Oh, suck it. Suck it.
Oh, yes. It was one of the great days of school.
Yeah. You know, if you'd given that saying, that Vegemite scroll to an American, they'd have gone, oh, there was a bit of it that was good. But the Vegemite was disgusting.
These are weird. My brother-in-law, Nathan, I can finally tell this story.
Oh,
this
here
is a
we
podcast.
Go.
You know this one?
Yeah. Right.
So he had a mate who he's not mates with anymore because this bloke was feral.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he would turn up to parties and when he went to leave, order the cab and they'd go, see you, mate. He'd go, see ya, point at them and go, find the turd. And leave. Oh. So everyone would frantically be looking around the house for the turd.
Yes.
And you wouldn't know where it would be.
Or if it would be there.
Or if it'd be, no, it'd always be there.
It'd always be one.
So the hiding spots got better and better, you know, under the sheets, in the sheets, in the pillowcases.
Oh, what?
You know,
what?
Smeared over all kinds of things. Right. Anyway.
Smear is
so
not a good
one
word.
One day he leaves the party and he goes, they go, see you, buddy, please don't. He goes, find the turd.
Why do they keep inviting him places?
I know. Apparently it was one of those, you know, pros and cons list.
Yeah.
The pros, yeah. No.
He must be a lot of fun the rest of the time.
Well, he must be. So they trawled the house, couldn't find the turd, right? Can't find the turd anywhere. Mm. They're like, finally, he might be just, yeah. So anyway, the next morning they're making breakfast.
Oh, no.
My brother-in-law, he's spreading the toast and he's like, someone's got Vegemite in the butter. This guy has scooped out the butter.
That's art.
Pooed where it is scooped out and then put the butter back on top. So when you first scoop it off, you think, oh, it's a bit of Vegemite on it. So it was absolutely perfectly done.
That's disgraceful.
Poo, so find the turd and that was it. I mean, they put up with a lot.
Yeah.
But that was when they said, you are absolutely divorced from our life.
Yeah. I remember this isn't disgusting, but talking about the fridge and freezer.
Yeah.
I remember we got home and Rick.
Oh, Rick.
We wanted to go out one night and he couldn't find his shirt. And if you put it in a little bit of water and put it in the freezer, it freezes. You can't put it. Have you ever done it? It's the funniest thing. When you try, you fold up their shirt and you put water on it and put it in the freezer. They can't undo it. They can't do anything. They've got to defrost it.
It's still wet.
In the microwave.
Anyway, there's some tricks for you today.
I'm still seeing Fabio saying, I can't believe it's not butter. Oh. No, it's not. Look, big day for Rabs in the world of rugby league. South Sydney and, Wayne Bennett has had a rough old week. Also, so has a Channel 9 News reporter that copped some pigeon poop right on the head.
Speaking of.
Absolutely. And Spider has caused some trouble between lovers.
Spider, what have you done?
No,
ruined someone's life.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't ruin anyone's life. Last Friday.
Right.
Okay. I had a sports lunch I put together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was sitting there on the Thursday. A couple of seats on my table were free. So I thought my neighbour across the road, good fella. He just renovated the house.
Lovely.
And he just finished. And I went over there and we were just having a something to eat and a drink. And I said to him, oh, what are you doing tomorrow? Do you want to come to a sports lunch? Mm. And he goes, you know what? I haven't been out for ages. And you know, he's married for a while and now he just, you know, lives in his own little world.
How
renovates.
Old is this guy?
Probably be 60.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So he's just, you know, just got, just happy with life, as in no stress, renovates a house, sells it, moves on. Continues on.
Single.
Yeah, single, but happy. Got a couple of kids and, you know, his young fella helps him out renovating when he gets home from work and stuff. So great fella. So I said, come along to the lunch. He said, yeah, no worries. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was at, you know, I go to the gym, as you don't know. And
snuck that in there.
Yeah. Oh, another mate that goes to the gym, I said to him the same thing. You know, I've got a couple of seats on my table. Do you want to come to the sports lunch tomorrow? And he goes, love to. So anyway, we all sat on the same table.
Okay.
And so my neighbour's there and my mate from the gym, and mate from the gym brought his mate over. And I got Ben. And I said to my gym mate.
Gym mate.
The gym mate, his gym friend mate. Who was with him. I said, oh, where do you live? He goes, I live over in Hope Island. Yeah. And oh, yeah, no worries. Yeah. And then as I was getting up there on stage, my gym mate comes up and he goes, you know, the guy, you know, I brought, that's my partner.
Oh, nice.
And I said, oh, okay, well, I shouldn't even bother to ask him where he lives. Obviously, he lives with you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there, no worries at all. That's fine.
Yeah.
The next day, I was out the front and my neighbour comes over and he goes, what did you do yesterday? And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, I'm not that, like, I might not have a girlfriend or wife, but I'm not that way inclined. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, why'd you try and set me up with your gym mate? And I was like, what? And he goes, your gym mate. He ended up sitting next to me and starting trying to have a go.
Oh, this is beautiful, isn't it?
Hey, beautiful. I was like, no, hang on. I didn't know he was that way inclined even when I invited him. He only told me halfway through the lunch, and I was wondering why you left early.
Yeah.
And he goes, because I thought, because I don't have, you know, live with a wife and I'm by myself and I'm happy single, that you thought now that I might be interested.
Now, if we really drill down into this story, Flan.
Yeah, please do, Bridge.
Some interesting...
No, you're out. Neutral corner. Drill down, Bridge. This is going
to
be good.
Interesting aspects to this.
Come on.
First of all, it's not just a gym buddy. It's a country club member.
Oh.
It's not a gym. It's a country club.
Okay. No. That's point one. Spider, neutral corner.
Sanctuary code.
You've had a go.
Now, for your neighbour... To really not understand how basic your brain works, that you wouldn't even if you tried.
I
tried to fix people up.
No,
in 1,000 years, that'd be the last thing you do, but we're going to accuse you of it.
Yeah, of course. So not only that, apparently your country club friend was trying to crack onto your neighbour so much that he annoyed his partner who left as well.
Yeah, his partner left. So his partner left, so there was only my neighbour. And my gym mates.
So you've broken them up almost.
You've broken up a couple. You tried to hook another couple up.
I didn't try and hook them up because I didn't know at this stage.
Yeah, it's great work, stupid Cupid. Well, we'll try and even that score for you. But in the meantime, it's off to the world of rugby league with Rabs and Wayne Bennett. Magic round in the rugby league this weekend. I absolutely love the concept. Spider was saying yesterday he wasn't sure about it when he first heard about it. It's all of the clubs playing at one ground, Suncorp Stadium. A great idea. They packed the joint all weekend and you can see game after game after game. Huge news in the game as well, though. South Sydney have been flogged by Melbourne Storm 50-0 over the last weekend. And also Adam Reynolds, the general, the little playmaking, goal-kicking, premiership winning state of origin halfback for South Sydney, signs with Brisbane, Wayne Bennett's old club. Well, let's go to Rabs' world of rugby league.
Rugby league. Here we go with magic round.
It's a kind of magic.
Oh, kabooming. Splat kapow. Wacko. Oh, look at that. His hip came out his shoulder. As we welcome Wayne Bennett. Super coach, does anyone care about Brisbane versus Manly? We'll soon find out. For me, Brisbane versus Manly is like choosing between gum disease and fungal infection in your toenails. I'm joined now by super coach Wayne Bennett, who's under the pump Wayne Bennett thrashed by Melbourne Storm 50-0. And your goal-kicking playmaker, halfback Adam Reynolds, he's just signed with your old club, Brisbane. You must be shattered.
Well, don't tell me how to feel.
So what's the plan for Magic Round, Wayne?
Well, I'm going to pull a Rabideau out of me hat.
Well, last week, your South Sydney side were flogged unceremoniously by Melbourne Storm 50-0. That's a shellacking.
I think it was a lot closer than the scoreboard showed.
Oh, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
This is as loud as my voice goes. Storm got away with blue murder. The bloody refs. The refs cost us. We were in the arm wrestle. There's chicken wing tackles and crusher tackles and nutsack whacker tackles and kidney crushing. You know, all we needed was 13 more Melbourne Storm players sent off and we win that game.
Well, he's a huge loss for a little man, Adam Reynolds.
Oh, he's bloody tiny, isn't he? Yeah. Like if he eats a sausage, he falls over backwards. Can't get up out of his chair. Oh, yeah. He's like he's a bloody womble. He's all bum and bad manners.
Well, there you have it. Cannot wait for the Magic Round. Tune in next week when you'll hear South Sydney owner Russell Crowe say...
Yeah, if you stand on a mirror and you look straight down at it, it does look like a starfish.
And that's Rugby League.
The Channel 9 news reporter Reid Butler has got one from, I believe, a pigeon right on the hair just before he's done across.
Birds have an incredible skill to scud missile you midair and absolutely get you.
Legends.
What is that? How do they... Oh, that was very good, Ben.
Thank you.
How do they manage as well to get your clothes? How do they manage the sideways poo?
Oh,
can they get your clothes on the clothesline?
They do.
There's no doubt that they talk between each other and they go... Hold my chip and watch this.
Well, 100%. No, it is so true because you have to plan as a bird.
You do.
If you want to, and the perfect timing, if you want to absolutely land one on a human,
yeah,
you've got to know when to release in time.
You do.
It's
so this happened to a Nine News journo mid-live report.
Oh, fantastic.
And he was outside the train station and... He handled it very well. He only had a slight blip on the radar for him. Well, he just kept on going.
This is the actual audio.
That's exactly right.
So and, Channel 7 are training pigeons now.
Yeah. So you can see he wipes his face and wipes his hair and then some of the cameraman comes on and cleans it up. When have you guys, inopportune time, any kind of flying animal... has pooped on you. Yeah.
Just really quickly before I get to my story, I know there was a Collingwood player who had jet black hair, but he had a birthmark which was a little white bit in the
like
back.
Oh, like Paddy Rafter.
Yeah, and we used to call him Bird Poo because that's what it looked like. He was running around in a bird poo on his... So we used to all go wipe his head every time we played against him.
Did you just tidy up what you really called him?
But I remember when I was grade five, Inverloch Primary School, got fish and chips. Used to have to order Friday, you know, the fish and chips from the fish and chip shop.
Yep.
Open up my chips.
Oh, nice.
Nah. A bird over the top.
Gotcha.
They knew.
A bit of mayo.
Yeah, straight on. I was so dog. I was so filthy.
Mate, I went to New York 12 months ago, just before the travel ban happened. Yeah. I was so excited and we lashed out, stayed in a hotel in Times Square. And I finally went for a walk out in like to Broadway. And I'm standing there going, oh, my God, I'm right near all of the big Ed Sullivan Theatre, Radio City Hall.
Oh.
Oh, my God, I'm standing there about to cross the road for the first time. I pressed the button and a pigeon poo hit me right on top of the head. A guy next to me starts going, start spreading the poo.
Well, give us a call on 1-300-925-666. Very simple, really.
Yeah.
That's a bird pooed on you. We've all had it. Really simple question this morning. When's a bird pooed on you or a flying mammal of any kind? No, honestly, this Nine News journo, he needs staff member of the month. Because mid-live report on the television and a bird poos right on his forehead.
Got
him. This is what, honestly, it's a skill. I don't ever see on David Attenborough's World Around Us or whatever. Yeah. How they do it, that they perfectly know when to release.
Oh, extraordinary, isn't it?
It is. Even the wee.
Yeah.
When you get that on a clear day, you're wet. That's a weird. That's a very weird feeling.
Super wrong.
I had a quick story for you. I remember years ago waiting to go to Blues Fest. I got stood up and I had a spare ticket And I was waiting for my Uber at Brunswick Heads, and I was under a tree, one of those big Moreton Bay figs.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I had a bat just totally release on myself.
Oh.
And across the road from me was this very good-looking Swedish busker. And he came over and he goes, I have a bottle of water. Can I help you get the bat poo? I went, yes, you can. And I said, in return, I said, in return, I have a spare Blues Fest pass. He's like, I am busking for Blues. I said, well, come with me.
Oh,
the best time. We saw ZZ Top and everything. Anyway, that was all because of a bat poo. Yeah.
There you go.
So, isn't that beautiful?
Shane,
we both got listeria, but I mean...
What happened, Shane?
How you going?
Yeah,
good, mate. I had a bit of a going away party, and obviously had a bit too much to drink, and I've gotten up pretty early and ran for the door to have a vomit, and I've tripped down the stairs. I hit my chin, so I've got a little split in my chin, and then I've made my way into a paddock. I don't like to vomit in the toilet, as I'm sitting there, finished up, I've realised, and I'm just trying to gather my thoughts, and then bang, it hits me straight on the head, down my shoulder. I literally hit rock bottom. I was in an emotional mess.
Yeah. Wow, that is
probably the most beautiful story I've ever heard,
mate.
It's lovely. I want to stitch that in a pillow and sleep on it forever.
Cheryl and Helensvale, bird poo story, you've got one.
I do, but it's my sister that I'm dobbing in, not myself.
Yeah, please.
Of course it was your sister.
So back in high school days, high school swimming carnival, she was heading somewhere, whether it was, I don't know, the bathroom, whatever, but walking in front of the stands in front of the whole school, and not just a bird, but a pelican.
Oh.
Egg one right down her back, and she had to finish walking in front of the whole
That would be a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That would be...
For a teenager, yeah.
It's sure a lot all at once, that's for sure.
Let's go to Mark.
Oh, Mark. G'day. Mark from Coolangatta. What happened?
Hey, guys. Young bloke, neighbour's backyard, homemade swing in a tree, having a ball on the backswing, looking up, having a laugh, straight in my mouth.
No.
I think we got a winner.
That's it.
I don't mean you, I mean the bird. That's the most accurate I've ever heard.
Good timing, I think. It was just disgusting.
Oh, it's a friend
next door crying, the mum.
Did you start growing sunflowers out of your mouth?
Well, that'll be that. Grab your listener app and listen to Triple M your way. And if you want to catch the show, it's from 5 o'clock on weekdays on 92.5 The Gold Coast's Triple M.